It's also tough to be in my 30s right now because I am recently single, everybody. Yeah. Tragically single, like any good comedian. But it's all right. You know, here's what happened to me. I was in a very rough relationship. Maybe some of you guys can relate. By a round of applause, who here has ever been in a relationship with someone who likes to drink? Yeah. By a round of applause, who here has ever been in a relationship with someone who likes to drink a lot? Yeah. By a round of applause, who here has ever been in a relationship with someone who likes to drink so much it's always time to go home right now? Oh yeah, that's a fun one. That's a nightmare. It's just like, this is what would always happen. It's like, all right, we're getting to the party. Yeah, yeah, this is a great party. Oh, sure, babe, go grab a drink. Sounds like fun. Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Oh yeah, this looks really fun. What's that? She fell down? All right, we gotta go. We gotta go. She works quick. I'm so sorry. It's a, what's that? She threw up on her coat? Oh, she threw up on all the coats, the big pile of coats in the bedroom. Well, thanks for having us. We had a really fun time. Yes. No, no, we'll get an Uber. She'll be just fine. It's all right. This is a healthy relationship. No one look at us! My ex-girlfriend was one of these depressed girls. She was a depressed person, and she used the alcohol to deal with the depression, which was completely new to me because, like, I'm a comedian. I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. Like, my whole life I've been very much like a glass-is-half-full type of person, right? And my ex-girlfriend was more of a, does that glass fucking hate me type of person? You know that type? Is that glass talking shit about me? You wanna go fuck that glass, babe? Go fuck that glass. Go stick your dick in that glass, babe. It's like, Jesus, honey, I'm just trying to get a glass of water. Everybody calm down. I was just so excited to have a real girlfriend. That's why I stuck with it for so long. Because here's the vibe I give off now. I don't know if you guys can tell. Is that I'm an attractive man, but I'm ruining it. All right, don't laugh too hard at that, please. That's what everyone says. They're like, hey man, why don't you get a haircut and shave? And I'm like, what? When'd you get here? This is what someone came up to me once. They were like, hey man, you kind of look like Johnny Depp on crack. I was like, all right, that's a compliment and then not a compliment. How am I supposed to feel about that? That's what I get all the time. I get Johnny Depp on crack, James Franco on crack, Colin Farrell on crack, Ryan Gosling on crack, and Robert Downey Jr. normal. Smokes a lot of crack, that guy. I wrote that joke in 1998. What do you guys think? Holds up pretty good. So now I gotta get on all these dating apps and dating websites, which are really weird. All the dating apps and dating websites are getting more and more niche. That's what I found, right? Like, I was here in Ohio, I saw a commercial on the TV for farmersonly.com. What the hell is that? Farmers do not need to have sex with other people. That's what the sheep are for, all right? I know some farmers. And then all my Jewish friends are on JDate. If you guys know JDate, that's a dating website for Jewish singles, or as they like to be called now, J's, apparently. And then all my divorce friends are on Tinder. If you guys don't know what Tinder is, it's an app where you look at a picture of someone's face, and if you want to fuck them, you swipe one way. If you don't want to fuck them, you swipe the other way. And everybody's just swiping and fucking all day long on Tinder, just, yeah. So check it out. I'm working on my own niche dating app right now. It's a mix of JDate and Tinder. It's called Schindler. And you just go through and save. Don't save. Save. Don't save. Don't save. You want to be on this list. All right.